Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate prepares to deal with Supreme Court nomination. We have the story.
Governor Kelly pleads for more mask wearing in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Moisture from Tropical Storm Beta has made its way into the Central Plains, and that will give us some cloud cover today. Our complete forecast and what we can expect when it comes to our temperature and rain chance here in just a few minutes.
One person is dead after a shooting this morning in the 500 block of North Edwards on Wichita's west side. A shooting reported around 3:20 this morning. 40-year-old man suffered a head wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police investigation just getting going on that. This morning, a person shot and killed a man in West Wichita. Senate Republican leaders are promising to move quickly on President Trump's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says whoever President Trump nominates will get a vote this year, saying the time between both Election Day and the end of the Congress are sufficient to consider a potential justice.
The American people strengthened this Senate majority to keep confirming this president's impressive judicial nominees.
But Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says confirming a justice just weeks before a presidential election defies every modicum of decency.
For hundreds of millions of Americans, this vacancy on the Supreme Court puts everything, everything on the line.
Four Republicans would need to join every Democrat to block a nominee. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas supports replacing the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on U.S. Supreme Court this year. Roberts tweeted Monday that the Senate has an obligation under the U.S. Constitution to fill high court vacancies. Fellow Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran already has said he supports Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's plan to move ahead with consideration of a nominee from President Donald Trump. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly urging everyone to wear masks.
While she says she doesn't anticipate issuing another mandate, the governor said at a briefing in Topeka, she is concerned with the number of new cases.
Because we failed to implement a coherent, coordinated mask policy, because we have taken an ineffective patchwork approach to our COVID-19 response, cases and deaths continue to rise.
34 states have issued statewide mask mandates. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita School District asking 198 teachers, faculty, and staff to quarantine. Officials say there are 8 positive cases, COVID-19 cases, 5 of them from elementary schools. The rest were cases in which a person was exposed to someone with COVID-19 or someone who is experiencing symptoms or has recently traveled. Several area schools have canceled events due to COVID-19. Hayesville's Campus High School has its varsity football team under quarantine for 2 weeks. Abilene High School has canceled its sporting events and all other extracurricular events through October 5th. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News Wichita is doing a good job in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, but public gatherings such as on Labor Day don't help things.
Almost like clockwork, we see 2 weeks later, we see those numbers go back up. But again, in Wichita, we're doing better than I think a lot of other comparable cities. Is definitely better than comparable counties here in Kansas.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the Mayor, the weekly feature on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Poor government records could be keeping millions from coronavirus relief.
A new report from the government's auditing bureau shows more than 8.5 million Americans haven't yet received COVID-19 economic relief payments because of lax IRS and Treasury Department records. According to the Government Accountability Office, those people could miss out on the payments of up to $1,200 each if they don't use an online tool to file for the funds by an October 15th deadline. Many of those affected don't normally file tax returns like those on Social Security. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We had Monday Night Football last night, as well as the Royals game. We'll talk about the results of both coming up in sports.
And today marks the beginning of National Small Business Week. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, here on a Tuesday morning with, fall officially beginning here in about 20 minutes. Federal prosecutors say a man pleaded guilty to drug and gun crimes after authorities say they found 11 weapons and 20 pounds of methamphetamine at his Wichita home. Officers who searched the rental home of 40-year-old Luis Hernandez in December of 2018 found several baggies apparently full of methamphetamine in the house and a barrel full of the drug in a detached garage. Hernandez pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and unlawful possession of firearms by a person in the U.S. illegally. An athletic retailer is helping Americans get out and vote.
In an effort to increase youth voter turnout, all Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will be turned into temporary voter registration sites today, which coincides with National Voter Registration Day. Foot Locker is partnering with Rock the Vote to provide voter registration services to anyone in its more than 2,000 stores. Each of Foot Locker's stores will feature a special website where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Today marks the beginning of National Small Business Week, even as the pandemic has resulted in the closure of many small businesses.
The U.S. Small Business Administration is hosting a three-day virtual conference starting today. The pandemic's been especially hard on small businesses. A U.S. Census Bureau Small Business Pulse survey done last month found nearly 80% experienced either a moderate or large negative effect to business due to the pandemic. While a first round of stimulus through PPP did help some businesses, many have said it was not enough or sustainable, and another round of stimulus stalled in Congress. Thousands of businesses have closed, though. A Yelp study found from March through July 10th, 72,000 businesses permanently closed, with restaurants leading the way. The city with the most closures by midsummer was Los Angeles. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And one of those local small businesses doing well, Napoleon Appliance Repair, family-owned appliance repair here in Wichita for more than 20 years. You can give them a call. Call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. Repair and service appliances. That's right. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Great sponsors of
the Blur. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And in traffic, we've got a traffic accident, so you'll want to be careful out there this morning. This is on K-15. It's at Clifton, which is near MacArthur. Things really slowing down there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some cloud cover has spread into parts of south central Kansas. That's due to the moisture from Tropical Storm Beta, a weak disturbance moving by as well. And it looks like our best rain chance is going to be in southeastern Kansas, although we could see a sprinkle or two, our high 76. Tonight's low 59, clearing late tomorrow, Wednesday 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now we have fog and mist and 62 degrees. We've got a south wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. My wife and I got our flu shots yesterday.
Hey.
How about that? So we're set to go here for the flu season, we hope. And I got to tell you, my shoulder's a little sore this morning. I usually don't have any problem, but a little bit of a sore shoulder. And, of course, I'm going to whine about it like a little baby. 8:11.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
That's it. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted. And with us this morning to talk about Congress and what's going on with the nomination and the coronavirus relief bill. Is it on the back burner? Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us live from Washington this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's on my to-do list to get my flu shot, too. And, I always feel crummy afterwards, and people say, yes, it does. I always feel crummy. But, it's worth it because I had the real flu a few years ago, and it knocked me out for at least a week.
Oh, so then from then on, hey, you got to get the shot. All right. Well, good.
Well, definitely.
So we've got, obviously, this nomination thing is going to take center stage for a while, but what about the virus relief bill, is it going to have anything going on in the next 42 days or so?
Well, it is definitely on the back burner. I don't know how much farther back it can go. They are so far apart, Republicans and Democrats, on coronavirus relief that with the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her pending replacement being nominated and then confirmed possibly before the election, it's not that the Senate can't walk and chew gum at the same time. It's that there's just too many differences. They've been wrangling over this for just weeks and weeks now. Basically, it comes down to money. The Democrats want more money than Republicans want to spend. But also, there are concerns about liability protections for businesses. That's a big one. Democrats say it's a non-starter. Republicans say, well, how are these businesses and schools supposed to reopen and not worry about ambulance chasers, essentially? On the flip side, Democrats say that businesses wouldn't be then compelled to make sure that their workers are safe. So that's a big sticking point as well. And neither side appears to want to back down on this.
Well, it's a complicated issue when you get people involved like we are. And, the virus is still going on. I mean, and you say it's just a matter of, pretty much a matter of money and people digging in their heels again on this thing, huh?
That's right. And you have the Paycheck Protection program out there that needs refueling. This is the program to help small businesses stay afloat. There are some that are closing, will never reopen again because of the situation. And if anyone's thinking about starting a business, being an entrepreneur, it's a lot of risk. And maybe it was already enough risk, but then what if this were to happen again? How do you cope in something like that if you're starting a small business? And it can feel frustrating to mom and pop shops when they know that people can go down to the big box store and get what they need, but they can't come into their store. So different parts of the country are handling it differently. Maybe in some parts of the country, the smaller stores are able to stay afloat, but in others that are more populated, they're not making it. And it's really a devastating situation. But again, the president could name his choice for the Supreme Court as soon as this Saturday. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court, I believe, tomorrow and Thursday, and then lie in state at Statuary Hall on Capitol Hill on Friday. So I would expect an announcement by the weekend.
Coincidentally, this is National Small Business Week, and we've been talking about it this morning. You know, and so many of small businesses have not done well, and there are some that have done very well because of the circumstances of how the virus has affected people and do-it-yourself and doing things at home. Some businesses have done well, but a lot of them simply have not.
That's right. Yeah, there are some, say your local drinking hole that you love. We've heard of some of them closing. I live in a little town called Occoquan on the Occoquan River outside Washington. It's a historic little town, like 300 years old, kind of historic. It's pretty cool. And there's a lot of shops now. I haven't seen any really closing for good, but they are struggling. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting live from Washington, D.C., and what's going on there. And basically, they're going to be fussing and feuding here for a few days, as they usually do, over who's going to be the Supreme Court nominee and how they're going to handle that. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. Yes, Shelley and I ventured out yesterday afternoon. First, we went to CVS Pharmacy in our neighborhood, and basically, they didn't have any flu vaccine for the people our age and said, well, we're trying to get some more. Okay, fine. So we took our business down to Dillon's at 13th and West Street. The free shot, the flu shot is free, and we didn't have to pay anything for it. And so Shelley and I both got our flu shots. And like I said, I got a little soreness this morning. Eh, I'm not going to complain about it too much.
You've just done so twice.
I know. Okay, well, I'm not going to complain about it anymore, but gosh, my arm hurts. No, okay. Well, we had a partly cloudy day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature, 80 degrees on the last full day of summer. Normal high, 80 degrees on this date. This is September 22nd. On this date in 1995, the mercury in Wichita fell to 32 degrees. That's freezing, I believe. And it's the earliest freeze on record for the city. That was in 1995. 8:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Folks in Las Vegas showing off their brand new football stadium last night for Monday Night Football. And we had a pretty good ball game for them. Right, Jed? Jed Chambers was sports. Go ahead.
That's right, we did. Of course, They couldn't really... They showed it off on television. They didn't show it off to anybody in person,
there,
mind you. But they did have some good piped-in crowd noise, apparently. We'll hear just a little bit about that coming up. The Las Vegas Raiders won their first game in their new hometown. You heard it over on KFH, 1240 AM and 97.5 FM.
Wainwright's pitch. Franco swings, hits it to the right side.
Fourth and goal, and going for the touchdown from the one. Here's Carr, looking to throw for it. Waller is all by himself. He'll never score an easier touchdown. Eighth catch so far for Darren Waller. And four consecutive scoring possessions for the Las Vegas Raiders have them on top for the first time tonight.
Yeah, that crowd noise was sounding a little bit realistic there until they had a volume issue and an audio glitch, and then it became kind of apparent that it was not real. But
hey, like our modern version of the laugh track.
But yeah, the Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, three touchdown passes, four straight scoring drives in the second and third quarters. They overcome an early 10-point deficit to beat the Saints 34-24. We did have Royals baseball last night as well. Game tied at one, two on, two out in the sixth at Kauffman Stadium. Royals hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. Michael Franco at the plate. He comes up big. Here's the call on the Royals radio network.
Wainwright's pitch. Franco swings. Hits it to the right side and through. That's a base hit. In comes Merrifield. Here comes Perez. He will score, and the Royals take a 3-1 lead.
The Royals reinstated outfielder Jorge Soler from the injured list on Monday, and Soler and Alex Gordon also driving in runs for the Royals. Kansas City bullpen shut down St. Louis from the fourth inning on. Royals rallied. They got a 4-1 win versus St. Louis. St. Louis, of course, still a playoff contender. Royals and Cardinals again tonight. You can hear that on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Royals baseball at 6:30. Derby High School football team making some changes after a couple of players testing positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the school district said two players and some other students being asked to quarantine. School is working with the health department, but they have not made any decision to postpone Friday's homecoming game in Hayesville. Campus High School has its varsity team under quarantine for 2 weeks, canceling games this week against Mays South and next week against Andover. Andover Central has had one positive test, prompting the cancellation of its Week 2 game at Bueller. Baylor coach Dave Andrada says he's optimistic that the Baylor Bears are going to be able to play their Big 12 opener against KU this week because they haven't been able to play yet. They had two non-conference games scheduled, but both have been called off because of COVID-19. Baylor did not play last week against Houston after they had multiple positive tests on their team. Randa says the Bears do expect about five guys back this week. They are scheduled to play Kansas at home on Saturday. Louisiana Tech was supposed to play Baylor on September 12th, but in that game, it was Louisiana Tech that had the widespread virus outbreak. And the K-State football team is also dealing with roster limitations, again, mostly due to COVID-19. Ahead of their game Saturday at number 3, Oklahoma, they've got over 30 players out, mostly due to quarantine, a few others to injury. Head coach Chris Kleiman says that they were excited last week. On Monday last week, they got 12 players back from quarantine, and then over the course of that week, they promptly lost another 10 to contract chasing or a positive test here and there. So college football teams dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Will the Democrats challenge election results? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.